Parshas Matos. The pasuk starts off Vayedaber Moshe el Roshei Hamatos levnei Yisrael lemor that ze hadover asher tivur Hashem. And Moshe spoke to the heads of the Matos of the Shvatim, to the heads of the tribes, saying like this: that ish ki yider neder l'Hashem o yishova shvua leser Yisrael anavshoi lo yachel dvoroi kechol hayotze mipiv yase. If a man makes a neder, or he makes a shvua, to make something usur, he has to listen to what he says, and lo yachal dvoroi, you can't go against what you said, whatever you said you have to do. Now in the first pasuk, when it says, v'yedaber Moshe el roshei hamatos, that Moshe spoke to the heads of the shvatim, and then levnei Yisrael lemer, that they should tell over to bnei Yisrael. So Rashi says, here was chola kovod l'nisiyim. He gave respect to the nisiyim l'lamdom tchila, to teach them first these halachas of nedarim, v'yachakach l'chol b'nei Yisrael, and then he taught the whole b'nei Yisrael. And this is the way the whole Torah was learned, that first Moshe Rabbeinu learned it to Aaron, and then he taught it to the sons of Aaron, then to the nisiyim, and then he taught it to the whole b'nei Yisrael. So the question is then, why does it only say it specially here by the lochus of Nedarim, that first to tell the Roshei Hamatos, and then they should tell the Bnei Yisrael? So Rashi says from here we learn out that the halacha is to be Mater and Neder, you could have a Chochem, if he's a Mumcha, a special Yochid, a Talmud Chochem, that could answer a Shaila any place, he has a right to be Mater and Nedarim by himself. That's called the Yochid Mumcha, could be Mater and Neder. When you don't have a Yochid Mumcha, then it applies the Bnei Yisrael. You could have three Jews together, they could be Mater Yoneder. Then Rashi brings down from the Sefri that Oyochol Shlo Yomar Moshe Parsha Zu Elon Nesiyim Belvod. Maybe Moshe only taught these halachas of Nedarim only to the Nesiyim, only to the heads of the tribes. Nema Kan Zehadover, Venema Beshchut Echutz Zehadover. Mal Hala Nemer Laron Ovon of Lachol Bnei Yisrael. The Parshas Pinchas and went through the Parsha of Korbanos, the different Korbanos we bring all the different days. And now the Torah talks about the Parsha of Nedarim. Like, what does one have to do with the other? So the Ponim Yafis once explained, like Chazal say in the Gemara Sanhedrin, that Sholosh Mitzvos Nitztavu Yisrael V'chnisosan L'yoretz. There are three special mitzvahs Klal Yisrael have when they come into Eretz Yisrael. One is Limnos Aleihem Melech, they have to appoint upon them a king. For Livno is Beis Hamikdash, to go to start to build the Beis Hamikdash, or Mechias Amolek, and to wipe out Amolek. So he explains this is the Bechinus of the Gimel Ovis of Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov. So he wants to say the Indian, why do we have to first appoint the king? That there should be Achtus in Klal Yisrael. If we have one head, he makes Achtus, he brings everybody together. So that's really what Moshe Rabbeinu wanted, that he knew now Klal Yisrael was about to go into Eretz Yisrael. And he's not going to be the head. So Moshe Rabbeinu wanted that there should be one head amongst Klal Yisrael, that there should be Achtus and Ava between them. And that's the Bechin of making a Melech, and that's the Bechin of Avraham Avinu. Then the second mitzvah is Binyan Beis Hamikdash. And we know the main thing of the Beis Hamikdash was the Inyan to bring the Korbanos, and that was connected Yitzchak Avinu, and it was Mosa Nafsha Lashem to bring for a Korban. So that's the second inyan why the parasha before of Pinchas spoke about the parasha of Korbanos. That's like Keneged the Binyan Beis Hamikdash. And Keneged the third mitzvah of Mechias HaMolek, that's called the Shleimus of Hashem. And the Kisei of Hashem should be Sholem. So that's Bechinas Yaakov. That Yaakov was always called a Sholem. Because the Psukim in Bereishis, when it says, Vayishma HaKanani Melech HaRod, and Chazal Darshan Zeh HaMolek. Well, Ksiv, it says right away, Vayida Yisrael Neder Lemer, Im Tite Nesom Azeh Biyodi Ve'charamti Yesareim. And the Ramban explains over there that Yaakov Avinu, Yisrael, was Mekabel upon himself with a Neder, that Shemiyad Sheyichnu Sulorets Yachrimu Esarei Hamolik. As soon as they come into Eretz Yisrael, right away he'll destroy all the cities of Amolik. So therefore, that's Pshan the Pasuk over here at the beginning of Matos, he says, these are like the heads or the captains of the army of Klal Yisrael. So what is this Pasha saying that Roshei Hamatos and Inyan of Nedarim is? That these Roshei Hamatos, the generals, they should be mekayim sheikablo aleihem lekayim es nedorim shu mechias e'am amolek. They should be mekayim the neder that Yaakov Avinu made, that as soon as they come into Eretz Yisrael, they'll be mekayim the mitzvah of mechias amolek. So therefore, the Rosh Yamatos here means that they should be mekayim the neder, really, Yaakov Avinu neder. So that's maybe the Havamina that I would have thought this parasha was said mainly to the Rosh Hamatos, because these are the ones now that have to be mekayim this mitzvah of the neder of wiping out Amalek. So Talmud Lema, that we learned that no, that's not the only purpose of this parasha. The parasha is to teach the whole Klal Yisrael the different mitzvahs of Nedarim. Therefore, this parasha was learned to everybody. The Rabbeinu Bechayi explains that what is the inya of Nedarim doing here? Because the end of the last parasha of Pinchas, it spoke about korbanos that also are called Nedarim. We could bring a korban for neder. We could bring a nedava by a korban. So therefore, since it started to talk about nidre hegdish, now it goes to explain all the rest of the halachas of nedarim. But even this we have to understand. Like even at the end of Pinchas, why did it talk about korbanos and about nedarim now? Because really what we're talking about now, these parshas, like at the beginning of Pinchas, it said, V'yadabra Hashem amoshe leimor, tzoror es ha-midyonim ve'ikise moysam. Like you should go to hate the Midyanim, and you should go fight and kill them all out. Why? Because they gave us a lot of problems. They made us do averus, al dvar poor, v'al dvar kozvi bas nisi Midyan achosam hamuka b'yom hamagef al dvar poor. But since the Midyanim made us do the averus of znus and bal poor of the avodah zarah, therefore Hashem gave Moshe mitzvah now to kill them out. Then the Pasha goes off to talk about true about Karbonis, and then now at the beginning of Matos, it talks about the union of Nedarim, and then right after the Pasha finishes with Nedarim, like right after Sheni here, the Pasuk says again, Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe Leimor, Nikoim Nikmas B'nei Yisrael Meyes HaMidyonim, Achar Teyosef El Amecho. It's again that Moshe should take revenge for B'nei Yisrael from the Midyonim, and go have Muhammad with them and kill them out. And that's the whole next parasha talks about, the way they went to fight them and they killed them out, and what they did was all the spoil of the war. So the question is, like, what is the parasha of Nedarim doing here in between? Like at the beginning of Pinchas, there was the mitzvah Hashem told Moshe, go fight and kill out the Midyanim. And now at the end, right after this parasha of Nedarim, Moshe Rabbeinu goes and kills out the Midyanim. So how come in between now there's this parasha of Nedarim? And maybe we could explain this like what happened at the beginning of Parshas Bullock. At the beginning of Parshas Bullock, the Pasuk says that Vayoyme Moyev El Ziknei Midyoin Ato Yilachaku Akor Laskol Svi Vaseinu. That Moyev went to ask an Eitzah counsel from Midyoin, how could we do, help us come and fight against the Bnei Yisrael? So Rashi explains there, Umar Ro Moyev Little Eitzah Midyan. How come now Moyev went to ask an Eitzah, ask advice from Midyan? So Rashi explains, Kivon Sheroas Yisrael, Neitzchem Shloike Minigolam, that Moyev saw the way Bnei Yisrael were winning all the Mechamis, the way they killed out Sichon and Oig Melech HaBoshan, is Omru. So Moyev said, Manhigim Shel Elu, the leaders of Bnei Yisrael, that means Moshe Rabbeinu, B'Midyan Nizgadol. He was brought up in Midyan. Is Nisham Mehem Mami Dosai? Let me ask the people of Midyan, what's the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu? What is his greatness that we could go and fight against him? Is Omru Lehem? So Midyan told back to Moyev, and Koichai Elabeth Piv. The Koyach, the strength of Klai Yisrael, is with their mouth. The Koyach of Dibur, which means the Koyach of Tfilo, of davening to Hashem, and the Koyach of Limud HaTorah. Is Omru? So if so, Moyev said, let me also go fight them with a person that has the power of his mouth, which was Bilam. That's why Moyev now went to ask Bilam to come and curse Klai Yisrael. So it comes out that the whole strength of Klai Yisrael is with their Dibur. That's even what Moyev understood, and that's what Midyan understood. That's why Midyan went to tell Bilam to come and curse Klai Yisrael. So now, when Moshe Rabbeinu is going to fight and kill out Midyan, we have to be mechazik and strengthen our strength. So what is our strength? Our strength is the koyach of dibur, of talk, of speech. So therefore now, before we go to have the war, the Torah talks about the inyan of nedarim, of shvuas, which the inyan of a neder and a shvua, a promise to keep what you said, is the inyan of learning how important every single word we say. We have to keep what we say. We can't say false things. We can't say we do and we don't do it. That's the pashas of nedarim. Every single word you say is important. And the pasuk says, lo yachal devaroi. You can't make your deeper your words chulin. That you can't start some words in vain. You can't not listen to what you said. So this is a limud of being mechazik, the koyach of dibur that we have. Once we strengthen our power of speech, then we have the right to go and fight and kill out Midian. So that's why in between the tzivu that Moshe had to kill out Midian, the Torah now puts in the parshas of Nedarim to let us teach us and be mechazik ourselves in our koyach of speech, and then we'll have the koyach to fight. And it's good, the first sefri says on the pasuk, the first pasuk that says, V'yadabe Moshe roshei hamatas levnei Yisrael, so the sefri says, Mikan shebnei Yisrael oivrim babal yachel, v'yeno oivdei kechovim oivrim babal yachel. There's no pasha of Nedarim given to Goyim. It was only given to Bnei Yisrael and not to Goyim. And the pshat is like we're saying now, the inyan of Nedarim is that Klal Yisrael is a midah of emes. We say the truth, we do what we say. And therefore we have to be mechazik and to keep what we say. Mashenken by Goyim, they are full of sheker and kozov. Therefore by them the Torah did not say they have to keep Nedarim. Now in the pasha of Nedarim, the Medrash Tanchuma says that the Torah really doesn't want us to make a neder. Like the Medrash says that Al Tichoshvu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Klal Yisrael, Al Tichoshvu Shani Mazir Eschem Rak Ashvu Asheker. Don't think I'm only telling you like not to make a false promise. Like as if to say if you promise, you have to promise the truth. Einokein, Sha'afilu Al Emes Al Tishvu. Even upon the truth, Hashem does not want us to make a suit to swear. When are you allowed to swear? When we have these great midas of only somebody that's such a big tzaddik, he has the right to be shavua, to swear with Hashem's name. But otherwise, we have to be afraid that we don't know if we will be mekayimit or not. Therefore, we're supposed to stay away from the Dorim. Even though the Gemara says there is an inyan to make neder of Zeruzei mitzvah, in other words, if you see you're not doing the mitzvah so well, or you're not learning so well, there's an inyan to make a neder, to be mechayiv, to force you to come to daven, to come to learn, to come to Sdorim, and that's a good thing, the Gemara says. But still, the Achronim say, b'zman hazeh, it's better off not to make any Nedarim, because we're not sure we'll be mechayimit. So therefore, not to be over the tremendous love of Lo Yachal Devoroi, or else the Pasuk of Kilo Yinake Hashem Es Asher Yisra Shemoy Lashov, they're always better not to make Nedarim at all, Bizman Azir. There is another type of a neder that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, that's talking about a minhag. In other words, if somebody is noig and does something three times, that really al pi halacha you're allowed to do it. But you want to have a minig toiv and asa something upon yourself. So by doing it three times, it's considered as if you makabel upon yourself, but teres a neder. So therefore, when you do start doing something special, you have a special minig, it's always good to say bli neder before you start doing it. But if you did not say bli neder and you did it three times, it's considered like you makabel upon yourself with a neder. And if you want to stop it later, you also have to have a heter at teres nederim. Now from the words of lo yachel devoroi, that you should not like violate your words or profound your neder, Chazal darshan that who einoy meichel, he himself, the person himself, can't do it. Aval acherim meichlem loy, but other peoples could be matter nedorim. From here Chazal learn out the Gemara in Chagiga that inyan heter nedorim shachochem matter etz a neder rak liachre shanoy demischoret, that a chochem could be matter the neder after the person himself has charota. And the inyan of charota, feeling bad from a neder, it's brought down alochom, the mitzorach sheyischoret biikur haneder. You have to feel bad, you have to have charota, why you made the neder at the beginning. And then the chokham has the power to come along and uproot the neder, and it's considered as if you never made it. Like the Rosh says, that nedarim is called oiker neder mikoroi. But the Gemara says that's the difference between the hataras that a chacham does and the hafara that a baal does to his wife. That when a husband is made for his wife's neder, it's only considered you're like chopping it off mikana labo from now on. However, when a chacham is mata the neder, since the person himself has charoti, feel bad about it, the feeling bad has the power with the chacham to be oiker the neder as if you never made the neder at the beginning. And it's the famous Mesilas Yesharim that says that when a person does tshuva, the way tshuva works is that even though you did the avera, and by doing the avera you deserve to get punished, that's midas hadin. So how come there's an inyan of tshuva where there's a midas harachmonis? The chorot's going against the midas hadin. So he explains when a person has charota, he feels bad that he did the avera. The yesod of tshuva is that after a person feels bad that he did the action, the charota in his lave is considered as if he uprooted the action, as if he did not do the action at all. We mamish learned the mitzvah's tshuva from the inyan of Akira, the way a chacham is oiker the neder mikara. And some want to say this is the reason why at the beginning of Yom Kippur, the Yom HaKodesh, we start off with a kol nidre. Why do we start off with a kol nidre for? So the Be'er Moshe wants to explain, like it says in the Zohar, that the inyan is that we should learn how to do tshuva from the parshas of Nedarim. In other words, the way we say your matar a neder is when you have charot, you feel bad you did the neder, we can uproot the neder. That's the same way tshuva works. So Yom Kippur is the zman ha-tshuva, the zman to feel bad for the bad actions we did. So the way how bad we feel, that's the way we uproot the action as, and it's considered as if we didn't do the ma'isa avera. Now in the parshas of Nedarim here, there's one chiddush that if a daughter makes a neder, she's a nara, so the halacha is the father has the right to be made for the neder. The same thing applies to your wife. If your wife makes a neder that a certain nedarim, the husband could be made for the neder. Now by the wife, it's only if your wife made a neder that has to do with inu nefesh, see a tsar nefesh, pain, something painful to her body, then the husband could be made for the neder. Or else dvorim shebeinoy leveino, something to do between him and her. However, other nedarim, the husband cannot be mefer. Now the pasuk says a chiddush here, both by the inyan when the father could be mefer his daughter's nedarim, or when the husband could be mefer the wife's nedarim. The pasuk says in pasuk hey, v'imheini avio oisa b'yoyim shomay kol nedareho v'yesareho asher osra anaf shal ayokum, that if when the father hears that his daughter made the neder, he is mefer the neder. So the neder is like not valid. But the pasuk says, Vashem yislach lo kiheni ovio oiso. But Hashem will forgive her because her father was made for the neder. So the question is, what do you have to have a slicha kapara here for? Like, what did she do wrong? And the same thing the pasuk says in Yud Gimel by the wife, that vim hofer yofer oiso isha b'yom shomoy kol moitzes v'sodom lindoreho, again, that Hashem should forgive her. And really, Rashi brings down from the Sefri, and the Gemara Nozir talks about this, that the Gemara explains, you know why she needs a kapara or slicha, because we're talking about in the case that the daughter or the wife made a neder, and they did not know that the husband or the father was made for the neder, and they went and did the avera they ate. Like, let's say they made a neder not to eat fruit. And they went ahead and ate fruit. So according to their machshava, their thoughts, they were doing an avera, because they did not know that the father or the husband was made for the neder. So in such a case, even though the father was made for the neder, that really she is not doing any avera, because really the neder is not kayim, but still the pasuk says, Vashem yislach lo, she has to have a forgiveness, because in her thoughts, she thought to do an avera. And the Gemara says that when Rabbi Akiva learned this pasuk, he started to cry, and he said, "Uma misha niskaven lebosa chazir v'yola biyode bosa tle sarach kaporos licha." Madachir, this lady, that true, she thought to do an avera. She thought she still not allowed to eat the fruit, and she ate it. But really, when she ate the fruit, she did not do any avera, because the husband or father was already made for the neder, and still the pasuk says she has to have a slicha kaporo. So he started to cry and say, like, "Hamiskavin lebosa chazir, v'yola biyode bosa chazir alachas kama v'kama." If somebody has in mind to really eat chazir, and he does eat chazir, for sure he has to have a kapara. So first of all, the question is, what's the big Kal V'chomer? Like, of course, if you do an aveir, you're over Lav HaTorah, of course you have to have a Slicha V'Kapora. So what was this Kal V'chomer here? Now, in the Etzem Shat from the Gemara that says that Hashem V'Hashem Yislach Lo, she has to have a forgiveness, really the Ramban in Pashas Vayikra talks about it by the union of Karbonos, that we know if somebody does an Avera B'Shoigig, it means he didn't realize he did the Avera. Like, let's say he forgot today was Shabbos, or he did not know that you're not allowed to cook on Shabbos, and he went and cooked on Shabbos, the law is you have to bring a Korban Chatas. Even though the Avera was only done B'Shoigig, you didn't realize it. So the Ramban explains that a Korban is that really you were supposed to be killed because of the Avera, but Hashem said, instead of that, you will let you bring an animal that the shechita and the zrikas of the dam of the korban helps for you. So Ramban says, from here we see how chomer, how strong it is to do an avera b'shoigig, and even not willingly, you didn't realize it, but still lemais you did an avera. So he says, from an avera of shoigig, we see how strong it is the avera of benezid. If you really mean to do the avera, like alachas kama v'kama, how strong it is what you're doing against the will of Hashem. And that's really the pshan, this posik here also. And that's why Rabbi Kiva started to cry. Like he saw here, that if you need a slicha for kapara, that means you really did something bad in the eyes of Hashem. You did something wrong. And that's why you have to have a forgiveness. So if somebody that really didn't do the avera, she just thought she was doing the avera, it's called something bad in the eyes of Hashem. For sure and for sure, if you really do the avera b'mezid, like, of course, it's called a terrible thing that you're doing in the eyes of Hashem, and for that we have to have a slicha v'kapara. So it's not so much that he felt about the punishment we are receiving, but rather he thought about how bad it is to go against the words of Hashem, like how much of a merit it is. And for this, we have to learn out that sometimes people do averis b'shegeg, not willingly, and they think, no, I didn't realize it, it means nothing, you don't even think about it. You even tell your friends about it. You know what happened today? By mistake, I carried something out today on Shabbos. I didn't realize that I had it in my pocket. I carried it out. Like, it means nothing to us. And really, what we see from here is, and like Ramban says, that even doing an avera b'shoigig, not realizing it, it's also called an avera that really we have to have a slicha v'kapora. The same way this isha here, even though really the husband was already made for the nether, really she's not doing anything wrong by eating these fruits, but still she thinks she's doing something wrong, that's also toyin aslicha v'kapara. Then after Sheni, the Pasuk goes back to the Mechemes Midyon, and it says, V'yadabri Hashem ha-Moshe Leymor, Nikoim nikmas b'nei Yisrael, me'yes ha-Midyonim, he's now go take revenge for Klai Yisrael from the Midyonim, acha te Yosef alamecha. And after this, you, Moshe, will go back to your people, in other words, Moshe will be mace, after this Muhammad. But Hashem told Moshe, Nekoim nikmas b'nei Yisrael, take nekoma for b'nei Yisrael. Now what Moshe did was, Moshe said, V'yadabe Moshe elom leimor, heicholtzu mi'itchem anoshim atzover, prepare yourself now to go to war, v'yiyu al Midyon lo says nikmas Hashem b'Midyon. Now we should go take revenge from Midyon. Why? Because it says nikmas Hashem. We're taking nekoma for our Kodesh Baruch Hu's sake, from Midyan. So the question is, why did Moshe change from the tzivu that Hashem told him? Hashem told him, take nikmas b'nei Yisrael, and Moshe told b'nei Yisrael, nikmas Hashem. Now, the Pasuk says, achar te Yosef el amecha. As after you have this mochama with Midyan, then you, Moshe Rabbeinu, you will be mace. So Rashi brings down from the Sifri that says, afal pi sheshoma, even though Moshe heard that by doing this mitzvah, the last mitzvah of killing out the Midyan, he's going to die after this, his misa is totally in this mitzvah, still also besimchov loyecher. He did it without any delay and with happiness. And in the Yalkut, it says a lashon like this, that the Yalkut said if Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to, he didn't have to die, because Hashem said that you're only going to die after you take Nekama from Midyan. So if Moshe wanted to, he could have sat back for another 20 or 30 years, and he would have lived another 20 or 30 years. But the Yalkut says that, Omar Moshe said, Ein reshus biyodeinu la'akev es ha-mitzvah, miyad v'edabe Moshe asol es'om hecholzum yitchem. The Moshe said, no, since there's a mitzvah right now, he has to right now go and do the mitzvah. Then really the next pasuk says that, Vayimosru, Me'alfe Yisrael, elef lamater shnei moser elef chalutzei tzova, that they were delivered over out of 1,000 of Israel, 1,000 of every tribe. The pasuk says by yimosru they were delivered over. So Chazal dashne means bar korchoi, that Moshe Rabbeinu mamish had to force them to go to fight. Like Rashi brings down, because when Klal Yisrael heard that the Misa of Moshe Rabbeinu was totally in this Muhammad, they did not want to go to fight until they had to force them, Bar Korchem, they had to go. Now the Kli Yoker asks, like, how does the Sefri know to say that Moshe Rabbeinu did this besimcha, with happiness? Maybe he felt bad about it that he was going to be mace, but still he did the mitzvah. So the Kli Yoker wants to answer and say like this, that really the Midyan, they did two things bad. First of all, they made Klal Yisrael do the averus of Gznus and Avoid Zorom, which was Ra B'Yeni Hashem. They caused them to do a Chil Hashem. They caused them to do something bad in the eyes of Hashem. Secondly, they caused that there was a Magefa, that 24,000 Jews died out then. So they caused also bad to happen to Klal Yisrael itself. Now really what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe was, Nekoim Nikmas B'nei Yisrael. He wanted them now to go take revenge for the sake of Klal Yisrael. In other words, the fact that the Midian caused that there should be 24,000 Jews killed out, go take revenge now. Even though really the Midian also caused bears to happen, Klapei Mala, Klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that there was a tremendous Chil Hashem, but the Pshat is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Meichel HaKvoidi. He said, what happened to me, I'll overlook. But I want you now to take Nekama for the bear that they did to Klal Yisrael. Now Moshe Rabbeinu, when he told this over to Klal Yisrael, he changed it a little bit. He did not say Nikmas B'nei Yisrael, but rather he said Nekoim Nikmas of Hashem. Take Nekama for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sake. Lo says Nikmas Hashem. So he explains the Klal Yoker that Moshe thought that if he would only tell them to take Nekama of Klal Yisrael, since Klal Yisrael didn't want that Moshe should die, so they would have said, we'll Meichel Al Kvoidoi, we don't want to go fight now, let's wait. We'll Meichel our Kvoid, k'day that you should stay alive, Moshe Rabbeinu. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu, since he, Bedafka, wanted to do this mitzvah, he changed around and said, let's take Nikmas Hashem. Let's take now Nekama for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sake. And that we can't be Meichel on. In other words, that Midian caused there to be a tremendous Chil Hashem. That caused things bad to happen, Klapei Maila. So now let's take Nekama for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sake. So therefore, Klal Yisrael couldn't answer it, and even they tried to, but still, Vayimosru, that Moshe did it by Korchem, he made them go to have the Mechama. So from here we see that Moshe Rabbeinu really did it with Rizus and Besimcha. Because if not, he could have gotten out. He could have just told them the same words that Hashem told him, take Nikmas B'nei Yisrael, and then they wouldn't have listened so fast, they wouldn't have went to have the Mechama, and Moshe Rabbeinu would have still been alive. So from here we see that Moshe Rabbeinu did it Besimcha. Now, even though we see the great praise of Moshe Rabbeinu, that he did not hold or delay this mitzvah, he went to do it with Rizus and Besimcha, still the Pasuk says, Pasuk Vov, Vayishlach Oysa Moshe Elef Lamate Latzovo Oysam V'yes Pinchas Ben Elozer HaKoyin Latzovo Klei HaKoydish V'chatzoysa Shatrua B'yodai, that Moshe Rabbeinu himself did not go out to fight Midian. Instead, he sent the Elef Lamate and he sent Pinchas Ben Elozer HaKoyin. They went to fight. But Moshe Rabbeinu did not go. And Rashi explains, like, how come only Pinchas went? Why didn't Eliezer go? So one pshat Rashi said that Omar Kodesh Bohu, Mishehischo ba mitzvah shahara kosvi basur yigmar. Pinchas that started the mitzvah, he should finish off the mitzvah. Dovrach, another pshat is, Shaholach linkoim nikmas Yosef avi imoy. He wanted to take Nekama from his mother's father, Yosef. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Vamedonim mochru Yosef, that the Medonim sold Yosef. So that's why Pinchas went and not Eliezer. But the whole point of the kasher is, how come Moshe Rabbeinu himself didn't go to fight Midian? And really, the Medrash Rabbah asked this question, and the Medrash Tanchuma brings it down. It says, Tumur Abaseinu, Vayishlach Oysa Moshe, that Moshe, Efsha Kodesh Baruch Hu Omer LaMoshe Nekoyim B'Yatzmecho, V'Ushaleach L'Acherim, is it possible that the Tzivui Hashem meant to tell Moshe, you go and fight? And we see here he did a mamash bezrizus and besimcha, and he himself didn't go, but he sent others. So the Medrash answers, Elo ayideshen es gadol b'midyon. Since Moshe Rabbeinu was raised in Midyon, Omar he said, Einoi bedin shani motzer lemi she'osa li toiva. It's not right that I should be the one to cause fight and go kill out Midyon, since they did me a favor. So therefore, even though there was the mitzvah to have Muhammad, and Moshe Rabbeinu saw that there should be the Muhammad, they should kill them out, but he himself did not want to do it. He instead sent the shliach, he sent Pinchas and the Rashi, the Elif Lamate, to go kill them out. All right, turn over. But the question is still, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu he himself should go fight, how could Moshe Rabbeinu go against the words of Hashem and interpret to say that, since they helped me out, I can't go and kill them out? So from this, the Ohel Yoel wants to say that for sure Moshe Rabbeinu understood that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not give the mitzvah to Moshe Rabbeinu himself to go and fight. Since the Torah says, V'yolachta bidrochov, we have to go in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, midos toivos, and the midah toivrith to be market toiva. If somebody did you a toiva, somebody did something good to you, even though later on the Midyanim caused so much ra, so much bad destruction to Klal Yisrael, they caused them to do such big averis, and now Hashem was so angry it said to kill them out, but still the mitzvah is upon Moshe Rabbeinu, that since they were your Nesgadle Midyan, you were grown up in their land, they took care of you then, even though they really didn't do anything to you, but since you had a little bit toiva, enjoyment from them, it's a svara that the Torah does not want you yourself to go and kill them. That zichas svara, the mitzvah was given that Moshe should make a shliach only to let Pinchas go and finish off the mitzvah. But not that the tziva was that Moshe Rabbeinu himself should go and fight. But the question is still, why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to go and have the mechama, the war, right away? Like, why couldn't he wait another year or two? There was no real tziva. Hashem didn't tell him he has to do it right now. Hashem just said, do the mitzvah, kill out the Midyanim, and then you will die. So the Chur Moshe Rabbeinu should have thought to himself that we know the Chayim, the Chiyas of a Tzaddik, when a Tzaddik is alive, he's mashpi on Klal Yisrael. He helps Klal Yisrael. The Madrash is brought down by David HaMelech, that David HaMelech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, you're going to have to die on Shabbos. So David said, let me die on Sunday. Hashem said, no, it's too late. It's already the time for your son Shlomo to take over. Then David said, let me die on Friday, a day earlier. Hashem said no, because Tovlu Yemecha Chato, Isaac Patero, Yose Mielef Karbonis Shayale Vincha Shlomo. That Hashem said is dear to me, the one day of Torah that you're going to learn, more than 1,000 Karbonis that Shlomo Melech will bring. So you see how dear it is, even one day, the life of a tzaddik? So why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu think that it would have been dear, and it would have been good for Klal Yisrael, that Moshe should live a little bit longer, and then he would do this Mechama? So the Be'er Moshe wants to explain, he brings down Midrashim, and the Arizat Zal says that the Klipas of Midyan were Mechunas Kineged Yisoy Cheb Gedusha. In other words, Kol Zaman Midyan is alive, their Klipas of Tumah stop Klal Yisrael from having Kedusha. Like really the Pasuk says, Achre Leisesura, Achre Levavchem, Yachre Enechem. You should not go after what your lave wants, that's Avodah Zarah, the Yachre Enechem, that's Nus. These two things are the two big Yetzirahs that take us away from Kedusha. And that's what Midyan put into Klal Yisrael, the Koyach of Baal Por, the Koyach of doing an Avera of Avodah Zarah and of Znus. So the Klipas of the Tumah was in Klal Yisrael, stopping the Kedusha from coming out. So Moshe Rabbeinu knew now that with this Muhammad of killing out Midyan, he's going to wipe out these bad Klipas of Midyan, and then Klal Yisrael will be able to have the Kedusha. So for the sake of Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu thought it's kedai to have the Mechama as soon as possible to wipe out these Klipas of Midyan. And really the Gemara in Satan of Yudalad brings down and says that Mifnei ma nikba Moshe Eitzol Beis Por, how come Moshe Rabbeinu was buried at the opposite of Beis Por, where they did the Avodah Zarah of Baal Por? So Gemara says, kedai lechaper al Maise Por, in order to forgive, make a forgiveness to Klal Yisrael, for the Avodah Zarah of Baal Por. And Tosfos there brings down from the Medrash that says that every single year, at the time when Klal Yisrael did the Averu with Bnei Smoyev and the Beis Por, at that time it's Oilu Lamala. Because Beis Por, the Avodah Zarah, they has a kitrug on Klal Yisrael, they remembers the Averus they did, and they cause a tremendous kitrug against Klal Yisrael. And the Medrash says that Kishuroya Kivrei Shomosha, but when the Kitrug sees the Kvura of Moshe Rabbeinu, he keeps quiet. That Moshe Rabbeinu causes the Klipas, this Kitrug, to go down. So really what it comes out now, that when the Pasuk says, that after this killing out of Midyan, Moshe Rabbeinu will be gathered together to go back to his people. It means he will be mace. According to this Medrash, it comes out that even after Moshe was mace, even after his kfura, still Moshe Rabbeinu was mechaper on Klal Yisrael for the chet of the Avodah Zarah of Baal Peor that they did. So this Indian of Nekoyim Nikmas Hashem B'Midyon is a Keseda Dikakiyim. Keseda Moshe is mechaper on Klal Yisrael and wiping out this bad klipas that the Midyan brought upon Klal Yisrael. Then the pasuk says, "Vayitzpu al Midyan kasher tzivu Hashem es Moshe vayargu kol zocher," that they went to fight and they killed out all the males. V'yes malche Midyan horgul, they also killed the kings. But the pasuk then says, "Vayishpu v'nei Yisrael es neshei Midyan," the women of Midyan, Klal Yisrael captured. V'yes tapam, the small children. V'yes kol behemtom, v'yes kol mikneim, v'yes kol chelam v'zozu. These they captured and brought back. In other words, the women they did not kill out. So then the pasuk says that Vayiktsoiv Moshe al Pakude Hechoil. Moshe got angry at the heads of the army. Vayomer aleihem Moshe, Hachayisem kol nekeva, how come you left all the women alive? Hein heino hoyul of Neyitzchob dvar Bilam. These were the people that listened to the words of Bilam, Limsor mal b'Hashem, to make you do averus. Amila in Hashem, Advapor, they made you do the Avodah Zarah, and Batiyah Magefa Badas Hashem. It was the Magefa that 24,000 Jews killed out. So Moshe Rabbeinu got angry at the Pekudei HaChoyel, the people in charge. Now, even though Moshe had a good reason here to be angry, like how come I told you to go kill them out, how come you didn't kill out the women also, still in Chazal it's Mashma, this was a chet upon Moshe Rabbeinu. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu get angry? Ad k'dei kach, that the next parasha will soon talk about. That in Pasuk Chof Aleph it says, Vayomer el Ozer HaKoyen, el Anshei HaTzovo, HaBoyim LaMechom, Zoyis Chukas HaTorah Shetzivu Hashem Es Moshe, that the next parasha was set over in the name of el Ozer HaKoyen, about the Inyan to be Toivol Kalim, and how to make a Hechsher, how to Kasher Kalim. So Chazal said that it wasn't set over in the name of Moshe Rabbeinu, it was set over in the name of el Ozer HaKoyen, because since Moshe Rabbeinu got angry, he forgot these halachas. Like Rashi brings down, Lefi Shebo Moshe Lechlau Kas, because since Moshe came to become angry, Zbo Lechlau Tois, Shenes Almi Meno Halachas Gil Nochrim. He forgot these halachas. So, even though it was a good reason, still after the midas of Moshe Rabbeinu, he shouldn't have got angry. As Moshe was an honor of Mikol Adam, he was a manig on Klal Yisrael, even though you have to be strong, but not to have the midas of Kas. Even the smallest amount of kas is called the chet. That even my Moshe Rabbeinu, he shouldn't have had this kas. Now the Mefarshim Taka speak out, what was the reason, how come Klal Yisrael, when they went to have the Mechama, why didn't they kill out the women? Like Moshe Rabbeinu said, for Svar Pshutam, these were the ones that caused you to do the Baal Peor and to do the Znus. So then for sure you should kill out. They for sure have the bad klipas we have to wipe out. Secondly, even though Pinchas was the head, the apostle doesn't say that Moshe got angry at Pinchas. It just says Apkudi HaChol and the other people that were in charge. Why didn't Moshe get angry at Pinchas? And some want to say because Pinchas didn't really go to fight. He was just there davening and blowing the Chatzitz Reis. He didn't have to do with the actual fighting. So therefore he wasn't to blame. Just the Apkudi HaChol were to blame. In Chazal, they say different reasons why they attacked at the beginning, did not kill out the women. They thought Derech Muhammad, Moshe just told them to go to have Muhammad. To have war, you only fight with men. Women don't go out to war. So they didn't think there was a tzivu with this mitzvah to kill out the women either. Just later, Moshe Rabbeinu told them that since they were the cause of all the ra, you should have killed them out. Now from here we learn out that even though Moshe Rabbeinu got angry, l'shem shemayim, like he meant to teach them, you did something wrong, still it's a taina, still he shouldn't have gotten angry. So you learn now from here the midah of kas, like really Chazal say, that kol ha-kois is nistalku mimenu chochmosai. If somebody gets angry, he's going to lose his chochma. The Gemara says if he's a novi, he'll lose his nevuah. So we learn out from here to be careful in the midah of kas not to get angry, even if you're doing it l'shem shemayim. And then the Pasuk Chof Aleph goes on to say, like we just said, that Vayemir Elozer HaKoyin Elanshei HaTzovo HaBoyim LaMechomo, that Zoyis Chukas HaTorah. This is the Chuk of the laws of the Torah, Asher Tzivo Hashem Es Moshe, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Moshe. That it says, Ach Es HaZohov Yes HaKosef Es HaNechoshes. If you have gold, or you have silver, or you have copper, Es HaBarzel, you have iron, es habdil, if you have tin, v'esoy ferris, if you have lid, that any type of kelim, utensils made out of these material, is called dover ashayovoy v'esh taviru v'esh. Anything that was used, when the guy used it with fire, he cooked some iser in it with fire, is taviru v'esh. The way you make it kosher is you have to make hagola, you have to kosher it by again cooking up a hot water, cooking up a pot of hot water, and then put this kli inside it to make it tor, to make it kosher. That's in you know, hagolas kelim to kasher kelim. Then the pasuk says v'toher, it should become pure. And Chazal Dasha from this word v'toher means to tell us that there's a new mitzvah that any time you buy a kli, a utensil that you're going to use for food from a goy, you have to first put it into the mikvah before you could use it. Then it says, "Ach b'menido yischato." Let's say the kli came in contact with the mace. It has tumas mace on it. If you want to get the tumas mace off it, you have to put on it the mechatis, the mayim from the paraduma. Then anything that was cooked up, let's say in cold, it wasn't cooked. Anything that was not cooked up in hot water, the goyim just use it. They put cold iser inside it. Then all you have to do is just wash off the kli. The klal is kobaleya kach potay. The same way the yisr went into the kli, that's the way you get the yisr out of the kli. So right now in this one posik, the posik is talking about two separate mitzvahs that we have: the mitzvah of hagolas kelim and the mitzvah of tefilas kelim. So when you buy a kli off a goy, even if it's brand new, before you can use it, you have to first put it into the mikvah, in a kosher mikvah. And if it's an old kli that the goyim used it, and you want to make it kosher, there's the seder how to kasher the kelim. If anybody's interested, I have a special tape on this, on the mitzvah of tefilas kelim and the mitzvah on hechsher kelim. But I call upon the mefarshim asked the question, like how come the Torah now puts this mitzvah of being toiva kelim or to make hechsher kelim here right after the mechama with midyan? And why does it say lashon of zois chukas haTorah? This is the chukah of the Torah that we said already such a lashon by the paraduma. Why is the Torah repeated again here by this mitzvah of Hechsher Kelim and Tfilas Kelim? Like Klai Yisrael already had Mechamis, they already fought Sichon, they already fought Oig Melech HaBoshen, so they already have Kelim, utensils they won from the Goyim. So how come the Torah didn't talk about this before, the mitzvah of Tfilas Kelim and of Hechsher Kelim? Why did the Torah wait only by now after the Mechama by Midyan to talk about it? And really the Das Kenim about Tosfos answer this question to say that the Mechama before by Sichon and by Yoig was in the fields. So since it was in the fields, there were no Kalim there, they didn't have the utensils. By Shenken over here, they went to fight Midian at the home territory in the house, so there they won, they took away even the utensils. But still, why does the Apostle say like over here, Zois Chukas HaTorah, like what's so important about this mitzvah to call it Chukas HaTorah? So the Be'er Moshe wants to explain, like we said before from the Arizal, that he explained that Bechlau, the Indian of the Mechama, to go fight Midian, was to wipe out the bad klipas, the klipas of Tumah, that Midian put into Klai Yisrael to stop the Kedusha. So here also, the Indian, when you buy a Kli off a Goy, even Bezman is there now, if you have a Keli that a Goy made, or a Goy owned it, and now a Jew buys it, any kli sud, any kli utensil that comes in contact with food, we have to put it into the mikveh first before we could use it. And the reason is, Mefarshim say, is because now the kli is coming to a Jewish owner, it means now it's getting kedusha. It's coming tachas ha-kedusha. And therefore, in order to get kedusha, you have to first put it into the mikveh. As if to say, take off the tumas that had a goy, that belonged to a goy before, and now it could be chal on it, the kedusha being owned by a Bnei Yisrael. Now this was the Indian of Bechlau, the Mechamas Midyan also. The Mechamas Midyan was to wipe out this tumah in order that we could have kedusha. So it's very good why right here the Torah puts this new mitzvah now, how to make hechsher kelim and how to be toivel kelim. As if to say that when you get a kli from a guy, you have to know there's a change of ownership, not just a momentistic ownership, but there's a chiluk between tumah and kedusha. Before it was by ownership of tumah, and now it comes tachas a Yisrael's ownership, which has kedusha on it. So we have to let the kedusha be chal. We have to put it into the mikveh first. Now the beginning of the pasuk says ach es hazohov v'yes hakosef. It's only ach, only. So Chazal dashen that when you make a hechsher on the kelim, you have to make sure all the chaluda, all the dust, all the rust is off the kli. You have to first make sure the kli is pure from all the outside particles, and then you could make hagola, put it into the boiling hot water to make a hechsher on the kelim. And the halachas of a hechsher are that the derech tashmishay, like we said, kabalei yakach potay. The same way you use the kli, that's the way you make a hechsher now, you make hagola. If you use it by cooking, you make a hechsher now by putting it into boiling hot water. So the Chofetz Chaim says from this, that the same way when a person wants to be metayer himself, like first he has to take off all the rust, all the chaluda from the avera. In other words, first he has to have charota gemur, he has to feel bad upon what he did. And after he feels bad what he did, after he took off all the rust, all of the avera, then he could first make a kabbalah al habor to go and make a hechsher to make himself tahor. And the same way by kelim, kabbalei akach potoi, that the hechsher of the kli is the way you used it. That's the way you make it hechsher. He brings down for Rabbeinu Yoina, that's the same way to do tshuva. If somebody did an avera bislavus, like with a geshmak, with a burning fire, he has to do tshuva also bislavus. If somebody did an avera bediber, he spoke lashon hara. So Chazal say the Eitzer is to be Isaac in Torah. It's the same way you did the Avera with your Dibur, now go and do mitzvahs with Dibur also. And Loshen for Rabbeinu Yoina is, HaTzadikim, that B'yosei Dover Shechoytim Boi Misratin. The same thing that they did the Avera with, the same part of the body, or the same way they did it, they try now and do a mitzvah in that way. V'yimosisa Chavila Shel Averois, also connecting Chavila Shel Mitzvahs. If somebody did a whole bunch of Averas, now you have to do connected that a whole bunch of mitzvahs. The yikah hechsher odemu aydei haTorah ki machsherosay metayrosay. But at the end, everything boils down to Torah. That's the yikah thing. That's metayros, and what is machsher the person. Then after Shishi, the psukim go on to talk about the ma'isa with bnei Ruvain and bnei Gad. That the pasuk says u'mikne rav hoyol v'nei Ruvain v'levnei Gad otzum yoid. As Reuven and God both had a lot of cattle, Vayiru es eretz yazer v'yeseretz gilad, that they saw this land, v'ne hamokah makoy miknam. This was a good land to have cattle, that the cattle should be raised. Therefore, vayivoyu v'nei Godu v'nei Reuven, v'nei Godu and v'nei Reuven came, vayomru ha-moshe said to Moshe v'alozer ha-koin, v'anisiyu eid ha-lemur, a-torois v'divoin v'yazer v'nimro v'cheshboin v'yel olei, O Savam Unavoyavoin. Horat Ashahikra Hashem of Neadas Yisrael, Eretz Miknehi, Fulavodecha Mikne. As this land was the land that Hikra Hashem, in other words, Klai Yisrael conquered this land for Bnei Sicha and Enoig, and this is very good land to raise cattle on, and since we have a lot of cattle, we want to take this to be our chelik. Vayomu they said in Matsonochem Binecho, Yuta Nesorat Sazois, Lavodecha, Lyachuzo, Al Tavirenu Esa Yarden. We want to take our Nachla, our Yerusha, should be in this part of the land, and not in Eretz Yisrael. And then the Pesukim go on, that Moshe asked them, why don't you want to come and fight? And they said, yes, we would come. So Moshe made the famous Tanai with them to say that if you come and fight on the other side, and after Klai Yisrael wins to conquer Eretz Yisrael, then you have the right to come back here to live on this side of the land, and not to have your Chalukah in Eretz Yisrael. Now the question is, like, why did Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven want to take their chelek on this side? Now, l'chura, didn't they want to come into Eretz Yisrael to be part of the Klai Yisrael and the Kedushas Oretz? Like, it's rare to say that this was the Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven stand because of the reason that they had a lot of cattle, they had Mikne Rav, therefore, because of this, they went after the money so much that it was kedai for them to live outside Eretz Yisrael just to take care of the cattle. Like, it's shver to say like this. We're talking about big tzaddikim here, to Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven. This was a Dor Deya, the Dor HaMidbar. So how come they wanted to stay on the other side of Eretz Yisrael? And even Moshe Rabbeinu, when he heard this, he didn't really argue with them and tell them to stay, come, and say, no, come over and live in Eretz Yisrael better. He didn't talk them in. He also agreed that they should stay on this side. He only stated that you have to come and help out the rest of Klai Yisrael, fight. And once they were Mekayim and they went to help fight, then Taka Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven were able to keep their Nachla, their Chelek on the other side of Eretz Yisrael. But the question is, how come they wanted to do it? Like, how come Moshe didn't talk them into going into Eretz Yisrael themselves? Now really in Chazal we see it really was a little chet for what Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven did, for the fact that they did not want to live in Eretz Yisrael. And that's why Chazal said that they were the first ones to go into Golis, because it was a chet. How come they wanted to be porid, keep themselves away from the Klal Yisrael? In other words, since Klal Yisrael, most of the Shvatim, had their Nachal in Eretz Yisrael, that's the Mokum to live together, the whole Klal Yisrael together, it was a tain upon B'nai God of B'nai Ruvain. How come they did not want to live amongst the rest of Klal Yisrael? For this, they got the punishment that they were the first ones to go into Golis. But the actual time itself, that they wanted to live on this side of Eivar Yarden, that itself wasn't such a taina. Like Moshe didn't argue back with him. So first of all, the Sfasemus want to say that the Pasuk says, they just said that Ha'oretz, Asher Hikar Hashem Lifnei Adas Yisrael, that this was the land that Hashem let Klal Yisrael win. They had a Muhammad with Sichon and Noig. So that the question is, how come they won the Muhammad? Like, what did they have to fight? If not for the fact that Hashem wanted to give this land also for a Nachla to Klal Yisrael. So Bnei Godim Neruvain thought that this was a land that also we fought to conquer. This must be a Chelik of the Chalukah. And also some of Farshim say that a part of the Cheshbon was that right now Moshe Rabbeinu was alive. So they wanted to take their Chalukah from Moshe Rabbeinu himself. They did not want to wait till we go into Eretz Yisrael and get the Chalukah only from Yehoshua. They wanted to get their Chelik, their portion from Moshe Rabbeinu himself. So that's why right now they came to say, listen, we have Mikne Rav, we have a lot of cattle, and this land right now is very good land to raise the cattle on. So since we have the cattle and this is a good land for it, plus this was land that was already conquered by Klal Yisrael. In other words, we see Hashem wants us to have a Yerusha in here. Also, you, Moshe Rabbeinu, was alive right now, so it was kedai for Bnei God of Bnei Ruvain to take this side of Eretz Yisrael, this side of Eivar Yarden, for their Nachala. Now, the Pasuk says these cities here, it says all these cities. It says Atorois, V'divoin, V'yazev, V'nimro, V'cheshbon, V'lo'olo. All these were all the cities on Eivar Yarden that they already conquered and won over. So the question is, why does the Pasuk say these cities? So some say these names were the names of Avodah Zarah. Atoros, that was the name of the Avodah Zarah they worshipped there. V'divon, that was also the name of Avodah Zarah that they worshipped there. It's like Bnei Ruvain said that the reason why Kadosh Baruch Hu like conquered these lands was to uproot the Avodah Zarah from there and to let it come Tachas Takadusha. Let like Yisrael now have an Achla Yarshin this land. But I call upon him, these names were names of Avodah Zarah. So the Quintus of Ben Avachayi once explained that the Gemara says there's a chiyah for a person to be mavis sedra to say shenaya mikra v'yechar targum. We have to say two times the psukim and one time targum. And the Gemara says v'yafilu ateres v'divan. Even this pasuk also we have to say it three times. Even though there's no special targum for v'yateres v'divan, it just says it over again, the same words like we have v'yateres v'divan. So I would think maybe you don't have to say it three times. It's enough just to say it two times. The Gemara says, Kamash Malon, even these words also we have to say three times. So before us, we ask the question, like, why does the Gemara say the Chiddush on this Pasuk, Afilu Ataras V'divan? It should have said, even when we have names in the Torah, like Ruvain, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. If you look in the Targum, it's the exact same thing, Ruvain, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. So if the Gemara wanted to teach us that we have to say the Psukim twice, two times Mikra, V'yecha Targum, and when there's no Targum, still you have to say the Pasuk over again, it didn't have to come to pick this Pasuk of Ataras V'divan. It could have just said any time when there's a name in the Pasuk of Ruvain Shimon. So they want to answer the Pshat is that really the names of these cities here were names of Avodah Zarah. So I would think that since like there's no Kedush at all in these words, maybe these words you don't have to repeat three times, it's enough just to say it twice. That's the Chiddush. No. Since now it says it in the Torah, even though the Torah was talking about these names of Avodah Zarah, Lamaisa, since it's in the Torah, the words have Kedusha to it. And therefore still there's the Chiyuv to be Mavis Sedra to say it over three times, even these words. Now, like we spoke about before, some Midrashim say that even though like Bnei God of Bnei Ruvain had good intentions, but still it was called an Avera while they were Purush Mitzibur. And really there's a Lashon of a Medrash Rabbi here that says, V'chein ata moitzev Bnei God of Bnei Ruvain, Shoyu Ashirim, they're very rich. V'oyu lehem mikne God, they had a lot of cattle. V'chibavu esmamoinim, they loved their money. V'yoshvu lehem chutz mi'Eretz Yisrael. Because of this, they took to live outside Eretz Yisrael. Lefikach, therefore, Golu Tchila, Mikol HaShvotim. They were the first ones to go into Golis. Shinema v'yiglu l'ruvenu l'godi l'chati sheva ha'mnashe. U'migorun lehem, what caused them to go into Golis first? Al she'efrishu atzmon min achehem b'shvu kinyonim. because they separated themselves from the rest of Klal Yisrael because of their money. And another Medrash says that another reason they wanted to was that since they had so much cattle, they didn't want to have to come and steal from other people. So that's why they wanted to live in these lands that has good ground for raising our cattle, that they won't have to go to steal from other people. But even though they had very good intentions, but still we learn out from here not to separate yourself from rest of Klal Yisrael. You always have to live amongst people to be mashpia from them, that a person is mushpa from the Seviva, from his chaverim, from his neighbors, where you live. There's always an Indian to live in a good neighborhood amongst Yidden to learn good things from your neighbors. And not to be poor, separate yourself, even though the good reasons to live other places. Like the Mishnah Novice says, Hafilu titin li molek kesev zov, ena nidar ele b'mokim Torah. Even though he wanted to give him a lot of money, he said that he wouldn't live only b'mokim Torah. And the Michtna, the Michtav Meliyo, he also has a hoshmuz about the union of Bnei Gorev and Bnei Ruvain, and he also wants to explain it doesn't really mean literally that because they had a lot of money and this was a good land that the cattle should be raised, that's why they wanted this land and they went after the money. Like he said, this was a Dor Deyom, there were big tzaddikim here. So he wants to explain that Avada they meant the right machshavis, that everybody has his tafkid, has to know what he could do on this world to make a Kiddush Hashem, how he could be marba kvoit shemayim on the world. Everybody does it differently, have different koiches, and the kunz is to know what's your koiches, what's good for you to do. Now Bnei God knew that since they have a mikne rav, this was their way of sharpening Kiddush Hashem on the world. And therefore really they were right to want this land, and Moshe didn't argue on them. But the time was like they went too fast. They asked for it their own before HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them to have it. Or else like before the Nachla took place, before the rest of Klal Yisrael came to have their Nachla, Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven wanted to have their Nachla by themselves. In other words, they took it too fast without really receiving it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there's a lashon of the Medrash Rabbi here that says on this, on the Mikne Rav, Hoyil of Bnei Reuven of Bnei Gad, Halacha, Shloisha Matonas Nivru Boilam. There are three different presents in this world. Zocha b'yachas mehem not al hamidas kol oylem. If you zoch in one of them, you automatically have all of them. Zocha b'chochma, zocha b'kol. If you zoch to have chochma, wisdom, you'll have everything. Zocha b'gvur, if you have strength, zocha b'kol, you'll have everything. Zocha b'oysher, if you zoch to have riches, is zocha b'kol, you'll have everything. Emasai, when do we say this? Bizman shei matone shemayim. When they come min ha-shemayim from Hashem. They come with the strength of the Torah. But if you do things on your own, it's not worth anything. And this is what Shlomo Melech said, and this is what Yirmiyahu HaNavi said, Hashem, with one of these three matonas, you automatically will have all of them. And he goes to answer really like they asked the kasha on the Rambam. The Rambam sheet in Hilchos Tshuva is that a person has a bechira to be a chacham or not. It's not totally the gzera samokim when HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates you to be a chacham or not. Everybody has the bechira to be a chacham or not. And the question they ask on the Rambam is that the Gemara Nidus is not like that. That the Gemara Nidus Nachtes Vav says that Malach HaMamun Al Aroyin Tipa Zu Mate Aleh Gibur Oy Cholish Chacham or not Oy Tipish. That the Malach says before the sun, the Tipa, before the blood, before you created, they say about you, are you a chacham or not? So it's a gzera samelech if you'll be a chacham or not. So how could the Rambam say it's telling the bechira of a person? And he wants to answer according to the Medrash, the way the Medrash Shmuel says, the Pshan the Mishnah Novice, that the Mishnah Novice, the Medzoymus said, Azeh Chochem Aloyim Mikolodim. So he wants to say the Pshat is that even though the Gemara and the Nidus says that the Malach says upon you whether you be a Chochem or not, so a person who could be Miyayish or give up, if he sees he's not born a Chochem, he'll think he's finished, he can't be a Chochem anymore. So Mitzvayim is saying, no, you should know if you be Yosek Batur, Ezeh HaChochem, HaLoimid Mikolodim. If you're going to learn Torah Lishmo, you learn Torah to know what Hashem wants, you can be Zech to become a Chochem. In other words, the Torah, Min HaShemayim, you have the power also to get this Matana of Chochem. And when you get the Chochem Min HaShemayim, with this Matana, you'll be Zech with everything. You'll be Zech to be a Samech Bechelkoi, you'll be an Asher, you'll be a Gevura, you'll be Kovash Es Yitzroi. In other words, when you get the matana from the koyach of Torah, like you mekablet from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you realize where you're holding, so automatically you'll have all three madregas with you. That's really what Yirmiyahu HaNavi meant to say. Ayatel HaChochem, Mechochmose, don't think about your own chochma, but b'zoish yishaladam, v'idas elakim. person knows that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he realizes Chochma comes from Hashem, with such Chochma that comes from Hashem, he'll be Zeich with everything. He'll be Elohim Mikol Adam, he'll be a Sameach Bechalkoi, and he'll be Zeich to be Kovash Yes Yitzroi. So always the Matanas we have to come min HaShemayim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And not like B'nai Gor, B'nai Reuven, they want to take it themselves, even though they deserved it, but they took it before the Chalukah, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu really went to give it to them. All right, we'll stop here.